Morning, Ireland, 14 minutes past eight. And the United Nations, and by the way, we'll be hearing talk coming from the United Nations in New York of calls for a truce. We'll talk about that in a moment. But they've also been saying that 90,000 people have already been displaced in Lebanon as the conflict between Israel and Hezbollah deepens. Dr. Luna Hamad is based in Beirut with Médecins Sans Frontières. She says the city's under huge pressure from those trying to escape the bombing in the south, and she's been talking to our reporter Cian McCormack about what she's witnessing in Beirut. And by the way, just to let you know, parts of this interview may be difficult listening.
We have been receiving a high influx of IDPs, of internal displaced people. We are seeing high vulnerability of people, of women, children, elders that flee their homes in a sudden way without taking any of their belongings. So they don't have the means to purchase the most basic needs of their children and themselves. You have elders that are disabled without their wheelchairs or walkers.
You're in Beirut right now. Can its infrastructure cope with that influx of people?
The water is a huge issue. The hygiene would be a huge issue. There are no proper infrastructure to accommodate families for showers, for cooking. They are being sheltered in schools and in institutions. So you can imagine that this is definitely not the places where people who have been used to use their homes and proper hygiene places are not ready to be living in such a conditions.
You say people are being accommodated in schools, in other public facilities. Are any
Yes.
people living in tents?
A lot of people are still on their way. So the traffic from the south to Beirut is indescribable. Some people have been for days on their way to Beirut, and therefore they're exhausted, stopping their cars and just laying down on their bridges until they take their rest and could, you know, continue their way. We have our teams in some shelters providing already psychological first aid for arrivals, new arrivals.
What have they said to you about their experiences?
That they haven't slept for days. They are not worried about themselves, but they're very much worried about their young kids and younger children. It is very difficult. We provide as well trauma kits to support the health facilities that are receiving trauma patients and wounded.
So you continue to coordinate a response with partner hospitals. You're supplying
Yes.
those trauma kits. What level
Yes.
of pressure are the hospitals under? What are they dealing with now?
They have been operating 24/7 for the past week, and they are overwhelmed with the number of patients they are receiving, and with the high consumption of the medical supplies.
What are the majority of physical injuries that are emerging now that the hospitals, your partner hospitals, are dealing with? What are they?
I mean, it could be, it's all traumas that are caused by either airstrikes, bombing, and it could affect either the head, the limbs, the abdomen, the face.
Are the resources there to meet the need to address these serious injuries?
Unfortunately, no. Unfortunately, no. We're trying to do whatever possible we could, but it's not enough.
You've seen the toll on people's mental health. Have you seen
Yes.
the physical injuries as well?
Yes. Yes. It's very unpleasant. It's devastating, and it's very unpleasant. It's civilians that were living their daily lives normally, and suddenly have a huge injury. Their children that were in the kindergarten, for example, and suddenly lost a limb or have a huge trauma in their abdomen.
How bad is this?
It is worse than the 2006 war. I mean, the number of displacement, the situation of and condition of these displaced people is way worse than what has happened in 2006.
The Israeli army says its latest strikes on Lebanon are to prepare for the possible entry of troops. What would this mean?
The humanitarian situation could significantly and rapidly deteriorate. It would first have a huge impact on the civilian population in the affected areas, and an even bigger high influx of displacement, which again would drastically have a burden and overwhelm the on the resources, on the host communities, and particularly in Beirut and Montliban and other areas that are receiving the displaced people.
And that was Dr. Luna Hamad from Médecins Sans Frontières, their medical coordinator in Lebanon, talking to Kian McCormack.